السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لغا الله أنا موسى أنس هاو يؤتون into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzobi. A special welcome to those listening to us via free-to-air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminders Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرًا تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. I hope all our listeners are keeping well, inshallah, on this Tuesday afternoon. All of us are preparing for the holidays to come, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. May Allah make it easy for all the students who are writing in this week. And may Allah make it grant them afia in their studies. May we all remember them, to remind of all of us, to keep our learners in our du'as, inshallah. And may Allah grant them success that they're looking for. You know, these learners are our future generation, our future, ambassadors of deen, irrespective of whatever secular education or Islamic education they are getting. We just all remember them in our du'as. May Allah make it easy for them and grant them afia during the times of exams. Now, this is what to look forward to on today's show, dear listeners, inshallah. Last week, we were speaking about how having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us generate, you know, that hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that hope, that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in connection with that, this week we are going to be speaking about seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why we should seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and, you know, how to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, last week we were speaking about how many of us generally, when we are faced with difficult times, when we are faced with trying times, then it becomes difficult, you know, to go through those trials and tests. It becomes difficult to, you know, understand this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many of us might start losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us might start thinking bad about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it's important for us to actually, you know, generate these good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then seek His help. When we are seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in return, you know, dealing with whatever situation we may be going through at that moment, and we are asking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the difficulty we are going through. So this is what to look forward to, inshallah, on the reminder show today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlu luqtatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma wa razuqni fahma. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tamim bil khair wa bika nasta'in. Ya فتاه يا فتاه يا عليم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Now, dear listeners, I will begin this topic, which is seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is found in Sunan Ibn Majah under the chapter of, the chapter of taqdeer, that is regarding divine decree, wherein Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, although both are good. Strive for that which will benefit you. Seek the help of Allah and do not feel helpless. If anything befalls you, do not say, if only I had done such and such. Rather say, قَدَرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah has decreed it, and whatever He wills, He does. For saying if opens the door to the deeds of shaitan. I'll repeat the hadith again. That is, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, although both are good. Strive for that which will benefit you. Seek the help of Allah and do not feel helpless. If anything befalls you, do not say, if only I had done such and such. Rather say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah has decreed it, and whatever He wills, He does. For saying if opens the door to the deeds of shaitan. Right. Now, dear listener, this is such a beautiful hadith. Last week, we were speaking about how when we find ourselves in difficult times, when we find ourselves in difficult situations, when we find ourselves in tests that are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? We come to understand that this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written this test for us to go through at that moment. And what we come to know as well, dear listener, is that this hadith beautifully teaches us how to deal with anything that befalls us. Whether it be a small problem, you know, we find ourselves faced with so big trials. Sometimes we find ourselves faced with so many hardships, so many difficult times in our lives. You know, we are coming from difficult times in the past few years. We're coming from difficult times. And all these times are written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, it also teaches us the importance of having strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned last week, how having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us go through these trials. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in this hadith where the Prophet is mentioning that not a strong believer is better than a weak believer. The stronger our belief is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stronger our hope is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better we are to understand that when we are in difficult times, when we are faced with difficult trials, these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written to befall upon us will befall upon us. And whatever else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written, it will not happen. And that whatever else, you know, that is happening at that moment is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we want to get through it, we should seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it teaches us what taqdeer is, that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That situation we find ourselves in at that moment is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That difficulty, that test that we might be finding ourselves in at that moment, dear listener, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a test for us, because why? We are the strong believers. Strong believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us trials, such difficult trials, right? And the best thing to do at that moment, that when those trials, you know, befall us, not to question these situations, not to feel that, you know what, it's only happening to us, not to, you know, question our situation, not to question that why is it happening, or sometimes not to say that, you know what, had I done ABC, I would have gotten CDE, or if I had done, you know, taken this route, or if I had done such and such, then only then the outcome would have been better than what I am in right now. This hadith teaches us that the moment we have that is from amongst the traps of shaitan, the doings of shaitan. What shaitan does, it opens a door where we start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we start feeling that, you know what, the situation that we are going through right now, it wasn't supposed to happen. Why is it happening to me? Where we start feeling, we start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are we in this situation? Why has he placed us in this situation? All these things are from what? The deeds of shaitan. But rather, this hadith also beautifully teaches us how to deal with, you know, the situation that we find ourselves when we are in difficult times, when we are in hardship, when we are being tested, how to deal with it, right? It teaches us that, you know what, during these times, that it is not, right, that we should not feel helpless, but rather we should utilize the time that we are finding in, we find ourselves in, where we are in difficulty, to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't feel helpless, even though when you find yourself in a situation where we're feeling like, you know what, okay, it's happening. This is where I am right now. Shouldn't feel like, no, this is the problem, like I mentioned last week, that the problem is going to stay there and it's forever. No, but rather, we should rather feel that, you know what, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's testing us at this moment, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely help us, right? And that this is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, dear listeners, as believers, we will not often find ourselves in trials and tests. This is it. This is what we have been sent for on this dunya, to be tested, right? To be trialed and to be, you know, given tests, difficult tasks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that, you know what, Allah will not burden our souls beyond that which it can bear. So we don't have to feel helpless, dear listeners. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in a situation which we will be able to, not to overcome, right? It's not beyond our sense. We should not feel helpless in that moment, but rather we should also seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're seeking the help of Allah, it's the only way we can find help, right? When we are going to seek the help of Allah, we put our trust, our tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We placed our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us. We have that hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. We understand, we have good thoughts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us in this situation. Then it helps us overcome whatever difficulty we may be going through, no? We find it help, we find it tranquility, we find it sakina, even when we are faced with a difficulty, because we know we have assured ourselves that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help me. So we have to keep asking for the help of Allah, because without it, we will not get through the difficulty. We have to remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it. Like how we mentioned that, you know what, we should rather say it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever He wills, He does. Right? This should be a reminder for us that this difficulty is not above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this difficulty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in front of us is a difficulty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us out of. And that help can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear listeners, how many times, another beautiful example that we can look at when we are talking about seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can look at, you know, how we are reminded about seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our five daily salahs. How we are reminded about, you know, how the importance of, you know, placing our trust in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're reminded of this five times a day, dear listener, where we know we are reminded that, you know what, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that You alone, O Allah, that we worship, and You alone we ask for help. Why are we saying here, You alone we ask for help? Any help that we need in life, in our trials and the difficulties we face, dear listener, can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? We are reminded that, you know what, the help we need for that situation that we are going through at that moment can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and none else, right? We understand, we have humbled ourselves that, you know what, the help that we need is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we're reminding ourselves, even if when we are in situations, we're in the difficulties, we read our salah, you know, on our musalla, it's a reminder for us at that moment that, you know what, this problem that we are going through at this moment, it is not greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem, it is something which is small that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us with. It is also reminding us, you know, in our Surah Fatiha, it also reminds us, you know what, to have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, you know what, have tawakkul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help us. It reminds us whatever difficulty we may be going through at that moment, right? We may be going through, maybe we are in debt, maybe we are, you know, there's someone that is ill, whether, you know, we're having a difficult time in our lives. It's a reminder for us as well that, you know what, we are going to go through this, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so much power to solve it for you. You just have to rely and seek that help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also reminds us to have yakin in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not feel as though we will not get that help. Right? Surah Fatiha is reminding us, when we are reading this ayat five times a day, that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that only You we worship, O Allah, and only You do we ask for help. It is a reminder for all of us, dear listener, that, you know what, we should not feel as though we are in a situation, we find ourselves in a difficulty, and if we are not going to get help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. But rather it is a reminder that we should not feel as though that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come. We shouldn't feel that, you know what, We're asking for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are not seeing any improvement. But rather, it is a reminder for us that those problems, they're not greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely help us as long as we ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners, it's also important to remind ourselves, you know, that from the beginning of our difficulties, like I mentioned, that why we're seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's important that we remind ourselves from the beginning of any difficulties we may go through, dear listener, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us, right? In the moment we remember that, and we remind ourselves that in our salah, during our five times in salah, when we're reading our surah Fatiha, and we ponder over that ayat, it is a reminder for us. When we are in that difficult situation, and the first thing we think about is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us, right? And we think about, you know, that this problem is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we think about that, dear listener, it helps us spiritually prepare. Right, it helps us prepare, it, you know, spiritually prepares us for the difficulty that we are going through. Right, it is, even in the hadith, is telling us that we should not say if only, but we must say that is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also a reminder for us of how we should react at that moment. We shouldn't feel, instantly start thinking bad, or instantly start feeling that, you know what, this is that and that and that, but rather we should remember that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we are spiritually preparing ourselves. And when we spiritually prepare ourselves for a difficulty, the moment we are spiritually prepared, we become spiritually aware. The moment we are spiritually prepared, we become spiritually aware. Why I say that, dear listeners? The moment we become aware, we are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment the first thing we put in our mind is this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we begin to remind ourselves that there is an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, there is an Allah who is in control of every situation, right? We remind ourselves, we become aware that Allah is the source of help we need. We remind ourselves that what? The source of help that we need. That afia, that sakina, that help that we need, and that comfort, that, you know, the contentment, and that, you know, that ease in our difficulties is only going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the source of that. And so we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will turn to seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And the moment we remind ourselves and we have spiritually prepared our minds and our hearts that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we then have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us during those difficult times. We have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevating the difficulties, right? We become aware of what is another important thing, that when we are becoming spiritually prepared and we are spiritually aware, we then become aware of what is needed from us at that moment. What is needed from us at that moment? What do I mean, what is needed from us at that moment? It has to do with our reactions. It has to do with our actions as well. Our reaction to the situation that we are facing at that moment. How are we dealing with it? Are we questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we feeling, if I done ABC? Or are we understanding that this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our first reaction, that this is written. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, the moment we become aware, and the moment we realize this, then we understand what is needed from us. What is needed from us? And that is time. Time to give up time, know that it's going to take time sometimes. What we also need is to understand is that what is needed from us at the time is sabr wa salah. It is having sabr, having patience during a difficult time, during the trial, as well as, you know, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to what? To seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This only comes when we are spiritually prepared. And how we spiritually prepare ourselves? by reminding ourselves from the onset of our difficulties that this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become spiritually aware of this. We become spiritually aware that, you know what, it's the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The source of help that we need is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to gain that source of help, how to gain that help, is through patience in salah, having sabr and performing our salah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek that help. These are just a few ways in the importance of us seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear listeners. We are going to go for an air break now, inshallah. And when we come back, we are going to continue with today's discussion on seeking the help of Allah. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe, and this is The Reminder Show. Today we are speaking about seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in connection with our other topics, that was, you know, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we are speaking about seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just before the air break, we were speaking about how being spiritually prepared makes us spiritually aware, and when we are spiritually aware, we become aware of what is needed of us during that moment when we are faced with difficulty. And just before the air break, I mentioned that what is needed from us is sabr wa salah, to have sabr, to have patience during the difficult time, as well as know our salah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now to continue with that, I will continue with an ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah that, O you who believe, seek help through patience in salah. Verily Allah is with those who are patient. Now dear listener, this is a very famous ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers that, you know what, we should always seek help, right, in Allah through patience. By being patient, I mentioned that when we are aware, we are aware of what is needed from us during the time of difficulty, and that is patience. And when we, how we seek the help of Allah, and this is one of the ways we're seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is through being patient, having sabr, and as well as, you know, in our salah, being going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and tells us that, you know what, verily Allah is with those who are patient. So now let's take a look at this ayat, and especially this portion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know what, verily Allah is with those who are patient. Dear listeners, there are so many benefits of having sabr during difficult times. And this is an ayat to remind us that the moment if we want to attain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should exercise sabr. We should exercise patience, right? Patience that, you know what, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. I am going to ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have full yakin that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come, right? Is going to come. And this patience is something that is difficult for many of us to exercise. You know, when we find ourselves in difficulty, when we find ourselves in so much, you know, trials and tears, it becomes difficult. You know, at times, initially you won't have sabr and you feel like, you know, it's overwhelming, but then at some point you will realize, not let me have patience because it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That too is good, but to remind ourselves that, you know what, we have to have patience, to have that sabr. This is what we are going to go through, so we have to have patience in going through that. And Allah, most definitely, the moment we are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to assist us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us himself that verily Allah is with those who are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who exercise sabr, who are patient during the times of difficulty. You know, it is such a beautiful quality, you know, which helps us to have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having sabr opens that thing in our heart, dear listener, where we feel and we understand and we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to assist us, is going to help us during this difficult time. So we have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the connection, you know, is such a connection which helps us to endure the difficulties we may be going through, right? Because when we are having sabr, it gives us the strength we need to overcome the difficulty. And this is the first step, where it's the first thing that makes us aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Because why, when we are having the patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to what? Endure the difficulty that we are going through at that moment. It gives us the strength to overcome the difficulty. And sabr is the first step to attaining the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? How we know this, I mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us so himself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verily Allah is with those who are patient. So when we are patient, that's the first step taken, dear listener, to attaining the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gaining the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Patience is not an easy thing, like I said, especially during difficult times. But the moment we have gained it, we have gained the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many of us might be thinking, you know, a lot of times I used to, in madrasa, when we used to be in madrasa, and Appa used to give us examples of having patience and so on, they will tell us, you know, sometimes you find what would happen is, people, you tell him, hey, you know, at that moment, you're like, okay, sister, or so-and-so, have sabr, you know, it's a difficult one, have sabr. And people will lash out, okay, what's sabr going to help me? How can I be patient and so on? All these things, this is what would happen. And when you thought about it, it's a funny situation that many of the times you find it happens. It happens for real. But what we have to remind ourselves, dear listener, it is not going to be easy. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be patient, right? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be patient, because it's not an easy thing, right? But the moment we have gained it, that sabr, that patience that we need, it helps us endure the difficulty, because why, we have, that is the first step in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us, right? And the moment we have gained it, help, we have gained it, sabr, we have gained the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient, those who exercise patience, right? Those who are patient during times of adversity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assisting them. So dear listeners, we might be asking ourselves, like I mentioned, a difficult situation, and you're finding yourself, and people tell you have sabr, have that, and you feel like it's a difficult thing. How, why is everyone telling me to have sabr? How am I going to have sabr? Right? We'll feel that thing. Everyone's just telling me sabr, 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 like it's an easy thing. Yes, dear listener, it's not an easy thing, but it is something which can be attained. So how can we attain patience in the times of difficulties? Many of us might ask ourselves, how can we attain a patience in times of difficulties? We want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how are we going to now attain the patience to attain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I will start with, you know, a saying that is found in Bukhari, where it says, you know what, real patience is, you know, is at the first stroke of a calamity. That, you know what, real patience is at the stroke of, is at the first stroke of a calamity. Real patience is at the first stroke of a calamity. That is found in Bukhari, right? What does this mean? How we react at the time that we are faced with difficulty determines, right, our patience throughout that difficulty. So that real patience is starting at that point when we are faced with a difficulty, when we exercise it, that during that difficulty, when we exercise the patience, this will determine our patience in, you know, how to get eased after that, right? So how to do this? How to have this real patience? How to gain that patience in that first go? At the first strike or the first stroke of calamity when we are faced with difficulty. How to gain that patience? Firstly, by accepting that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I mentioned, the hadith where we don't say this, if only that, that. No, but saying It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever he wishes or he wills, he does, right? Whatever he wills, he does. That is the first patience. You know, in the moment you find yourself in difficulty, and you start blaming things, you start blaming, if only that, you start, you know, you start feeling that, you know what, why did this happen? And our feelings are, emotions at that moment are so, you know, haywire, and we feel that, you know what, it's overwhelming. The moment, at that moment, we remind ourselves, when we are faced with this difficulty, that this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this difficulty for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it, and has planned how I'm going to go through this difficulty I'm going through, right? And once we have accepted that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should then repent for any sin we may have committed. Right? We have to repent, for make tawbah for any sin that we may have committed. Right? The moment we remind that, you know, sometimes we feel that, you know what, why is it happening to me? I'm such a good person. Why this? But the moment we remind ourselves that this is from Allah, so it will also remind us that, you know what, we are at fault at times. We are at fault at times, and our faults are things that sometimes they can, you know, lead us to being tested. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for those sins. We repent to Allah, so we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, when we want to attain the patience, we have to trust Allah and have good thoughts about Him. I spoke about having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala last week. So this is the same way. When you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we will get sabr. And this we learn from the story of Ayyub alayhi salam also, right? Huh? Ayyub alayhi salam was tested, but difficulty upon difficulty. Difficulty, so much difficulties up to, you know, his body, being also a means of test, where he was tested with such an ailment, which, you know, was something which was unbearable, something which was difficult. But at that moment, Ayyub alayhi salam had yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still maintained good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we learned that Ayyub alayhi salam said, you know what, verily, the stress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Look at this, dear listener. Ayyub alayhi salam is at such a difficult time, such a difficult test. Yet, he still remains hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still has good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, He does out of mercy. Right? Out of mercy for us. So what He does? He says, He acknowledges that He's in a difficult situation at that moment. He acknowledges that He is faced with a trial, with a difficulty at that moment. He's faced with, you know, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has accepted it, right? Yes, accepted it. And He says, and He makes dua, using the difficulty, right? Using the difficult situation that he finds himself in, he makes dua. And what he says, that, you know what? Verily, the stress has seized me, and you, O Allah, are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. He never said, oh, this is such a difficult moment, such a difficult time, such a difficult test. Why am I being tested? Why you gave me this? Why you gave me that? Why you gave me that problem? And so on. Aren't you supposed to be this? He never said. He still maintained the good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the story of Ayyub alayhi salam teaches us, you know, the true beauty of patience, dear listener. That Ayyub alayhi salam was faced with so many difficult things, difficult situations, so many tests. And his story teaches us how to attain the patience as well. And it also teaches us that when, at the first stroke of a calamity befalling us, we are patient, we will be patient throughout. Like we will be patient throughout the difficulty we are going through. It is a beautiful story, or it is a beautiful lesson on patience, right? That at a time of difficulties, we should engage in dua. We should engage in dua, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not belittling the difficulty that we find ourselves in at that moment. But seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from sin as much as possible. So dear listeners, how can we earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I spoke about sabr. This is one of the ways that we can attain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one of the ways we can earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through having patience. And the patience is a door, is actually a door for us opening, you know, it's a key to opening the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. But there are many other ways also on how to earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, dear listeners, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah will not change the condition of a nation until they change what is within themselves. If we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the situation we are in, to change the difficulty, we want to attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to come to ourselves first, dear listener. We have to turn to ourselves to change ourselves, change our mindset, change how we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change, you know, try to change the situation we find ourselves in. How we're going to change this the situation, dear listener, is by first, like I mentioned, making istighfar, right? Before asking for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to remove any obstacles that may be in our way. We have to remove any obstacles that may be in our way. And the way of removing the obstacles, and when we speak about obstacles, we're speaking about the things that have to do with our nafs, our soul, our heart, our deeds, and so on. We make istighfar. We seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are sincere in it. We are sincere in seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to change our condition, and we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the condition we are in, but we have to first start with ourselves. We have to start with ourselves. We have to start with, you know, helping ourselves. Another way, we have to help ourselves. We have to be positive, be optimistic, make sure that we know we have done everything that is possible for us to do, right? Then come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. So we cannot say, you know what, I mean, a difficult situation, we're searching and we're not doing anything about it, dear listener. But rather, we should stand up in our salah, take the first steps, go to our salah, to our musallas, read salah, make dua, help, try to help ourselves. You know, tell us to tie your camel, right? And then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, this is what we should do. If we can help ourselves to a certain extent, we should do so. But we have to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us as well. And that is also a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us, in fact. At the moment we are given the ability to help ourselves and we take that moment, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us as well. So we become positive. We have to be positive, be optimistic about the problem or situation that we are going through. That, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help us. We shouldn't be negative about the situation. We shouldn't be, you know, want to feel down and so on, put ourselves down and you know, accept our condition and so on. No. But rather, in order to change the condition, we have to also help ourselves. Right? We have to, at this moment, if we want to earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and avoid disobeying Him. Right? Right? We should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and avoid disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there is a story where the Prophet gives an example of, you know, a disheveled traveler, right? He stretches his hands out towards the, you know, towards the heavens, and he says, Ya Rab, right? Help me with this, help me, I mean like this, right? disheveling, disheveling, he's asking for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happened? His food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, he's actually nourished by haram. So how can his dua be accepted? Right? This is actually a hadith in Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ is telling the Sahaba, you know, giving the example of a traveler, a disheveled traveler. He's finding himself in a difficult situation, he's finding himself in problems, and he's standing, his foot is lifting his hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, and he's making dua with, oh Allah, help me, Ya Rabbi, help me, Ya Rabbi, help me. And what? But when you come to look, his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, he's nourished by haram. And the Prophet comes to us, it's how can his dua be accepted? How can his dua be accepted? Because why? He is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he is seeking for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. So the moment we avoid disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, if we want to find ourselves in a different situation, a different condition, ourselves first have to change. We have to change ourselves first, right? Another example, like how Ayyub alayhi salam taught us. From the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, we learn a lot about sabr and so on. We also learn to engage in dua, right? And we should think about the best times to make dua. We shouldn't give up on dua. We should increase our dua, right? Increase our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become despondent in your dua. Have yakin that the dua will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, look for the times that you know the best times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept your du'as. For example, at the time of the Hajjud, we know that a du'a that is made at the time of the Hajjud is like an arrow which does not miss its target. So when we give our time, we give ourselves time to wake up for the Hajjud, and we go and we engage in du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have hope that the du'a has been accepted, and verily the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. It's welcome. So we think about the best times. We know those best times. There are many best times that we can make dua in. If it's not the time of the Hajjud, there's a time of, during Fridays, between that time of Asr, on a Jum'ah day, the du'as are accepted, right? All these times, we look for those times and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having yakin in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. We seek help through patience and salah. We continue performing our salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just a few ways on how we can earn the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many ways, dear listener, but the most important way that if we want to attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to firstly change our condition, ourselves, change our ways, right? First, we have to take the first step, dear listener. Sabr, right? And looking within us, rectifying whatever wrong that we might be doing, or, you know, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we might have done. And this opens the door to the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us can say that we do not need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear listeners, there are many du'as that we can recite. I spoke about engaging in du'as. There are also many other du'as that we can recite when we are in need of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just give one dua, and that is, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith aslih li sha'ni kullihi wa la takilni ila nafsi tarafat a'ini. That is, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith aslih li sha'ni kullihi wa la takilni ila nafsi tarafat a'ini. Right? That all ever loving, all self sustaining one, By you do I ask for your support in setting my affairs right, and do not leave me to my soul or to myself for so much as so as a blink of an eye. This is such a beautiful dua that, dear listeners, we can engage in, where we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to set our affairs right, set our matters, set our condition right, our difficulties that we may be going through. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us, right? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a beautiful way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not, you know, leave us even for a blink of an eye. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should help us in a difficult situation that we might be finding ourselves in. That is, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghih Aslih Li Sha'ni Kullihi Wa La Takilni Ila Nafsi Tarafat Ayni. Right? That is a dua that we can start practicing on, dear listeners, today, to remind ourselves to have patience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and, you know, to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to understand that verily the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. That is it from the reminder show today. I hope all of us enjoy the program and that all of us benefited from the show, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzabe, ma'assalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.